be seated. All right, the record may show that this is the time and the place set in a matter of rules hearing number 134. The record may also show that due and legal notice has been given to the public and members of the bar, and this is the time and the place set for these proposals. We'll first take up, I'm going to take rules 1 through 4 together because they basically all concern the same thing, and that is how the court will handle trial briefs when it gets up to this court on appeal. Our custom is that we ask the opponents to speak first, and then the proponents are allowed rebuttal. Does anybody wish to speak on proposals 1 through 4? Either way. Court will take judicial notice. Nobody's in the room on that. And therefore, we will move along to proposals number 5 and 6. Here again, I don't see anybody in the room that wishes to oppose it. I assume Brother Barnett and Freeberg, you're proponents. Okay, well then, I guess you don't have to rebut anything, but anything you wish to say would be appreciated.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm Bob Freeberg, and counsel of the disciplinary board.
Bob, you want to come up here because we're on the internet.
My name is Bob Freeberg. I'm counsel of the disciplinary board, and I had a hand in revising the rules in Chapter 1619, and there's an error in the printed notice on item number 5 in line, the fifth line, where it says the Supreme Court period should be the disciplinary board. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense for the rest of the rules. I reviewed this multiple times. The clerk's office reviewed it multiple times, and it kept cropping up in this form. My mother would say it was the gremlins. I thought it was Bill Gates. And Mrs. Anderson, your librarian and number one person, told me it's the Russians. So if the court's willing to make that correction, that's the extent of my remarks, unless you have some questions about why we're doing this.
Just one question for the clerk. I should have asked this at the beginning. Madam Clerk, have we received any written comments on these proposals?
No written comments.
Okay. I guess that's it, unless any of the justices have a question for Mr. Freeberg. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We always appreciate you making that lengthy trip in the wintertime.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. There being no other business before the court, the court's in recess. Thank you, gentlemen.